Module 11, You Are the Boss of You. We've reached the point in this course where you can understand all the ins and outs of leading others. However, if you cannot lead yourself effectively, then you will never be able to get others to follow you. The most important habit that effective people can have, whether they lead others or not, is to be proactive. Think of proactive as the opposite of reactive. Instead of having the world act upon you, you take action to make yourself into the kind of leader anyone would follow. What kind of person would you follow? If you have been working on your mission statement and identifying your core values, this question is probably not too difficult to answer. If you understand what you value in both yourself and in others, then you can work at shaping yourself into that kind of leader. Keep in mind that developing into the kind of leader that you would follow involves constantly reassessing where you are at in terms of your values, your goals, and your overall mission. The further you go down the path of leadership, the more necessary it becomes to refine your skills and improve yourself. This requires both detachment and self-honesty. Being detached means that you are able to dispassionately observe where you are strong and where you are weak. Self-honesty is the capacity to identify personal strengths and weaknesses. Self-awareness. In order to be an effective employee, an effective leader, and an effective person, you must have the capacity to reflect and be aware of yourself. Being self-aware involves multiple dimensions of the self. Taking care of physical needs through exercise and maintaining a good diet are factors in being aware of your physical self. Disciplining your mind through meditation that allows you to manage your emotions effectively is an example of developing your emotional and psychological awareness. You also want to have a good idea of the big picture. Are you satisfied with where you are and where you are going? Imagine once again that you were at your funeral. How would you imagine the things people have to say about you would square with your life's goals and your mission statement? Self-improvement. Self-improvement is a long-term game, but as you work continuously on improving yourself, it is important to keep certain pitfalls in mind. Navel-gazing can occur when you become overly focused on yourself. This means that you become self-absorbed and self-centered. Another pitfall of working to improve yourself constantly is that you can become overly convinced of your own self-importance. Finally, if you are always working to improve yourself, you may find that you have gotten stuck in the sense that you are never good enough. A better way to frame this is to think that where you are is always good, but that there is also always room for improvement. When you find yourself excessively self-oriented, this is a sign that you need to deepen your humility and refocus on serving others. Here are some ways to help you foster a greater sense of humility. Allow others to be first and foremost. Insisting on being the first in line, the first to raise your hand in a class, the first to get the parking spot, and so on, has a tendency to inflate one's sense of self-importance. However, when you allow others to have the spotlight or be first, it gives you a better vantage point to appreciate their gifts and what they are able to bring to the table. And when you can do this, you actually find yourself in a better position to lead others because you understand how they can best contribute. Don't insist on being right. Nobody likes to be wrong, including other people. When you are wrong, it puts you in a vulnerable position, which can be scary. However, vulnerability is often what makes a person beautiful and appreciable. Allowing others the legitimacy of their beliefs without correction from you is a charitable act. Listen to what other people think more than telling them what you think. Dale Carnegie once said that the sweetest sound to anyone is the sound of their own voice. Really paying attention to what other people have to say without having to correct or undermine them helps you to stay oriented outward rather than being self-absorbed. Try not to judge others. An old saying goes like this: when you point a finger at someone else, you have three fingers pointing back at you. While it is tempting to judge another person to assess what they are doing and how they are doing it, when you do so, you are presuming that you know better. Unfortunately, unless you have lived the experiences of another person, you cannot know what is best for them. Your grasp on another person's situation will always be incomplete because you don't have the complete picture. Keeping your balance. Throughout the whole process of becoming a more effective leader and a more effective human being, two tools can help smooth the way. The first is developing a greater sense of gratitude. When you wake up in the morning or while you drink your coffee or eat breakfast, either write down in a notebook or type on your computer a list of five things for which you are grateful. If you keep this gratitude journal every day, it will have a cumulative effect on your keeping a positive outlook. The second tool's importance cannot be understated. No matter how much you have on your plate at any given time, it is important that you take the time to play. Whether this is a hobby such as painting or an activity such as playing video games, Make a point of scheduling playtime for yourself at least 2 to 3 times a week. This will help you to balance out all the stress you have in your life. Case study. Wendell had been the team manager for the past year. He had originally developed a mission statement that identified a core value as justice and truth. Since then, Wendell had found that his insistence on being right because he knew what was true often led him into conflict with others. While he still believed strongly in truth, he also realized that he had begun to feel more proud when he was able to avoid a fight without having to insist upon being right. One day, he got into an argument with Sabrina, a longtime employee, over a sales report quote. When he began to insist that his interpretation of the sales quote was the correct one, he found that Sabrina was getting upset. Wendell dropped the subject, but it weighed heavily on his mind. He kept hearing Sabrina's statement that he never listens to her or values her opinion. He realized that he had not listened to her clearly, and that even though his opinion about the report seemed right, she had a legitimate point. After contacting her and acknowledging the importance of her opinion and contribution, Wendell apologized to Sabrina. After hanging up the phone, Wendell brought out his mission statement and began adding a core value of listening to others.